So I'm here with Dave O after a 6-1 home win in the league against Kidlington on a day with obviously mixed emotions with a lot going on. But to talk about the game, first of all, Dave O, you must be absolutely delighted, not only with the 3 points, but with the manner of the performance as well.
Yeah, can you just repeat that score? I'm in a state of shock, to be honest with you. 6-1 is a, you know, it's a magnificent result. You know, a bit like a, well, someone not really quite as much of a freak result as the 8-1 is at Barton last year, but it's you know, it's a fantastic result. We haven't won a game by more than the odd goal in the league this season, and we knew it was coming. I think we're so good going forward, and we've got such a good side. I think we play good brand of football, and you know, our team was going to get a hiding at some stage, and you know, at 2-1 it was sort of in the balance a bit, although I didn't think they ever looked like really getting back in it. Then when we went 3 and 4, it was you know, we just opened them up. So it was great day, fitting day really. Fantastic to do that on our first home game since you know, the sad stuff with Steve, and I hope he's looking down really happy.
Yeah, just on the game side, we started a bit of a cliche, but you started like an absolute steam train. Some great football, very very quickly followed by two goals. In my opinion, two very good goals. The first one from Josh Francis and the second one created by him, I suppose, and Chalky following up. But the manner of that first 20 minutes, again, you must have been delighted with.
Yeah, I mean, we looked so sort of, you know, pace to burn. We were playing good balls into Coxie and getting flicks. He was dropping off. We were playing in, you know, the old cliche one, but the in back through, you know, into the forward back, third man run, played it through. So we played some great stuff, and yeah, we deserved to be 2 up. We could have been 3 or 4 up. You know, it was electric at times, and you know, to just be the 2 up was good, solid half. But it was a shame we weren't sort of at least three up. I thought.
Yeah, they didn't have an awful lot. They had one or two half chances. I think one good strike. Low into Pricey, and he sort of held on to it. It would have been an easy one to bobble out and maybe give him half a chance. But and then obviously going at half time, you know they're going to try and come at you in the second half, and give them a little bit of credit in that sense. They did come at you and they did nick that goal back, and it did make it a little bit wobbly for 5 or 10 minutes.
Yeah, it did. You're right about Pricey. I thought he made sort of a handful of saves today. Throughout the game, I thought he was fantastic today. His handling, I mean, he didn't have to pull off worldies, but he made 2 or 3 good saves, and I thought his handling was brilliant and his kicking was pretty good in boggy conditions down that bottom goal mouth. So credit to him. I thought he was excellent. But yeah, it was a shame for them to get the goal back. It makes it a little bit more sort of nervy for us for a spell, but I never really felt them nerves, to be honest. It was I think we've come on a long way, an awful long way, and you know, in the past 2 up, to go back to 2-1, we end up losing that game 3-2. I can reel off a load of games where we've come from ahead to, you know, level or behind, one goal behind, and suddenly they win the game. So yeah, it's a good credit to the lads of their character to, you know, to bounce back from the little setback going to 2-1 and then rattling off another 4 goals. Fantastic.
Yeah, and then obviously having weathered that storm of 5 or 10 minutes at 2-1, some great play, I think by Chalky, who actually got fouled in the build-up, maybe a good advantage by the ref to let Willow down the right-hand side, and good cross into the box, and Zach's at the front post to tap in for 3-1. Danilo, who just come on, I think so. Did some piece of skill on the left-hand side. I'm not entirely sure what he did. Again, a whip ball into the box, and Chalks has made it 4-1. And at that point, you've killed the game, and the game's out of sight. And you know that the 3 points are yours, and it's then how you manage the last part of that game.
Yeah, I agree. And I think that we managed the game really well from that point on. It was, we didn't stop playing. We kept going. We nicked a fifth, sort of a good clearance from Rossi. He's trying to claim the pass, but it was a clearance. So he gets a little spawny assist out of that. and Danilo's collected it and slotted it in. And we've, you know, sort of icing on the cake. We knew Coxie would have been like a bear with a sore head. I know he loves the fact we win, but if he hasn't scored, he's always a little bit moody. And I'll put a free kick in and he's nodded it in. Great header, to be fair, off the post and in for 6-1. So, yeah, you know, it's a good day for us. Really pleased with it. You know, we sort of owed them one. I thought we disappointed ourselves when we went up there earlier in the season. You know, they're a better side now than they were then, and massively so are we. So, yeah, good result.
Yeah, and it takes you up to 32 points. I don't know where that will put you in the league, but it will probably boost you up a couple of places. It certainly takes you 4 points away from Kidlington today, who are one place directly below you, or were. And again, in previous seasons, you've certainly not had this many points. And to have this many points by January, again, you must be delighted, and you must be thinking about what's possible for the second half of the season, really.
Yeah, definitely. It's... I think the other thing is we've played a lot of games. We've played more games away than we've played at home. I think we're brilliant at home. We know how to play the pitch. I think the pitch is excellent. I thought Brian done a great job on it today. It was obviously it cut up a bit because it was wet. But, you know, compare the quality of the pitch today to what Petersfield was like last week. It's like chalk and cheese. It's, you know, it's light years difference. And we're a good footballing side. We try and play. We're not just tippy-tappy football. We can be direct if we want to, but... Yeah, we're incisive with what we do. You know, we try and pass it with a bit of zip and a bit of pace, and we were able to do that today. So, yeah, rest of the season, let's just see how we go. Yeah, we've not set any targets. All I ask for the lads is a performance. I did that before the game today. Let's have a performance and then see where it takes us. I think we're good enough to test anyone. And next week, you know, we've got Bemerton in the cup, which is of lesser importance to me. Although obviously we're trying to win that game, and then we go to Royston, which is it's a long journey, but they've won 14, 15 games in a row, so no one's going to fancy us there. But we're good enough to trouble them, I think, and we'll see how we go.
Yeah, and on to the occasion today, and obviously the sad passing of Steve most recently, and your first home game since that. Obviously a very emotional day, and it started with a minute's applause. Well, I suppose it started before that with your players wearing T-shirts that have been made. But maybe I'll just open it up to you to sort of explain that.
Yeah, I mean, the players think the world of Steve, thought the world of Steve, and, you know, it's a real sad loss. So they chipped in their own money to buy some T-shirts and have printed up with Mr. Chairman and Rest in Peace Steve Cantor on it. Yeah, we've got some footage of it, I think, which hopefully will be shown on Twitter for the, you know, hopefully the Cantle family get to see it, because, yeah, we think the world of him, and it was a good gesture, I think, from all the boys to do that, and then obviously we had the minutes applause, which was really well observed, and I thank Killington for joining in on that. It was nice to have a few of the committee members on the pitch with us for that. We had a little huddle as well and said, let's do it for Steve. And, you know, we did it. So it's a good day, a sad sort of thing to, to have to kind of celebrate, I suppose. But that's what we wanted to make it today, a bit of a celebration of what he's done. Rather than somber, let's try and make it a celebration. And to win the game 6-1 is absolutely fitting. So, yeah. I really hope he's looking down and enjoyed that today. I know he would have done. I would have had several calls from him tonight telling me how good it was, and an email and praising us. So, that's what one's for you, Steve, and hopefully there's plenty more to come.
Yeah, as you said, I don't think there would have been a better way for today to have gone, really, in terms of the manner of the win and the fact that you picked up 3 points. And I suppose, finally, just any other thoughts on Kidlington at all?
Yeah, I mean their manager's a nice fellow. I've played against him over the years, and he's done a good job there since he's gone in. He's steadied the ship when they were struggling a little bit, and you know they're an half decent side. You know, they weren't no mugs. Let's not say, you know, that we've played against a poor side. They're a good side, and we put them to the sword today. And I wish them very well for the rest of the season, and hopefully we'll see them next season.
Well, congratulations on your win today. Best of luck for your cup game in the week, and obviously your trip to Royston next weekend.
Cheers, mate.